These days, developer Kevin McGowan's biggest project is his house in Frontenac. But back in 2006, he and his business partner were rehabbing downtown buildings left and right. Couple 7 was one they never wanted.
There were 3 buildings left, 7, 8, and 9. But we put no value at all on our offering price of Couple 7 because half of the roof was in the basement when we bought it.
At the height of the housing bubble, the prospect of acquiring 2 more buildings that could be turned into high-end lofts and retail space was too good to pass up. So McGowan took the deal. Even in the era of easy financing, he couldn't get anyone to lend the $1 million it would cost to put a new roof on Couple 7. And then the economy tanked.
Every avenue that existed, either at the city level, the state level, the federal level, it was explored. But nobody was willing to do anything. It just didn't make sense.
Saying he had no choice, McGowan applied for a demolition permit in November 2011. It was denied, so was his appeal. The bank eventually seized the building. Over the next 2 years, Couple 7 continued to decay. A last-ditch effort by the city to find someone with enough cash in hand to immediately stabilize the structure failed. So on May 6th of this year, Building Commissioner Frank Oswald issued an emergency demolition permit. Preservationists like Michael Allen called it a completely preventable loss.
I think the city has the power to do something here. They're just not using it. There's just sort of a neglect of these larger buildings and a vigilance on the smaller level.
With Couple 7 gone, Allen and others are focusing on another historic brick warehouse, the Crundon Martin building south of the Arch grounds. A 2011 fire left the building without a roof, which is illegal. Allen wants to see the building's owner taken to housing court, but for him, that's not enough.
We cannot rely on developers and banks and lenders to pull these buildings back together. We need private fundraising. We need city government strategy.
And he may get it.
I'll be the first to say that under this administration, we've been largely reactive to historic preservation.
Jeff Rainford is the chief of staff to Mayor Francis Slay.
If we were to spend money on rehabbing a building, we could do one building. So our focus right now is where we can, where we have the ability to do it, is to waterproof buildings.
Mothballing isn't a new idea. The Old North St. Louis Restoration Group did it to the 146-year-old Melanfi immigrant home on the south edge of the neighborhood after storms blew out 2 of its walls. Executive Director Sean Thomas calls it the right decision, even though the building is still vacant.
A vacant building that's boarded up and secured is much better for the neighborhood than one that's unsecured and crumbling. The other value is that many of these buildings have a character and a look that makes them distinctive and landmarks in many neighborhoods.
The biggest hitch is always money. Thomas says Old North Restoration was able to raise about $80,000, but they could only finish the mothballing project because contractors donated about $150,000 in labor and materials. Rainford says the Slay administration is looking at boosting the fines related to historic preservation and directing some of that revenue to a mothballing fund.
But people do need to understand that at the end of the day, it's going to take private investment to save these buildings. And the private investment interest, if we're going to be realistic about it, is not going to be there for every single one of these buildings.
But he says the city learned from the fate of Couple 7 that it needs to do more to keep as many of those buildings standing for as long as possible. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.